Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, I have a question for you. How do you know whether your pancreas is functioning poorly or not? Do you know? Most people do not know. They don't have a clue. Anyway, even individuals that will come in to the Acupuncture's My Life clinic presenting with certain symptoms, and it blows them away when I tell them it's related to their pancreas after carefully assessing them and then sending them to one of the physicians in our network. And there are other tests run just to confirm. And usually here at Acupuncture's My Life Clinic in New York City, when we make an assessment, we're usually right. So, you know, we work together with many different medical doctors, doctors of different specialties. Okay. And what happens is sometimes individuals are present with certain signs and symptoms. And then when I say it could possibly be related to their pancreas, they're shocked. Now, I won't delve into, you know, the patients or whatever, because a lot of my global colleagues, the same thing happens. But the key is, and the purpose of today's podcast is to let you know some of the signs that your pancreas is functioning poorly. Understand something. Once you realize, and the earlier you catch it, the better. Because the pancreas is a very, very, very powerful organ, very important. Because it's responsible for producing important digestive enzymes and secreting hormones that are super important for metabolizing sugar. So when this organ isn't functioning properly, many things can go wrong. And you know, I've done YouTube episodes on this, discussing how much the pancreas is similar to the way the spleen functions to an acupuncturist. So it's kind of like, you know, when an acupuncturist is talking about the spleen, there's heavy reference or it parallels the functions of the pancreas. So it's, in a way, it's kind of like we're talking about the pancreas. So in some ways, when we say spleen and stomach, we're more than likely talking about pancreas and stomach. So just keep that in the back of your head. But there are several signs you should be aware of. Like if you're experiencing abdominal pain, especially on the left side, pain in your abdomen can be a sign of an inflamed pancreas, pancreatitis. It can be acute or it can be chronic. Okay. And abdominal pain can also be a symptom of pancreatic cancer. So I want you to be aware of that. Back pain as well. Back pain can be associated with an inflamed pancreas or pancreatic cancer. Now, if it's tied to pancreatic cancer, the question then becomes is, does the pain get worse when you lie down? Or 3 to 4 hours after you've eaten a meal? Another sign can be fever, high body temperature can be a symptom of a pancreatitis, and that's usually as a result of pancreatic enzymes escaping into the tissues of the pancreas, which will then cause irritation, edema, and congestion of blood vessels. Okay? So if you notice you have this low grade temperature, you know, your body, and I'm talking about high body temperature, not just your head, but you notice that, you know, when you touch yourself or someone touches you, your legs, your arms, your torso, your stomach, your back, and it's hot. And you notice for a couple of days it's like that, but it's tolerable. That's not good. And this is why I say, you know, see a physician on an annual basis, annual checkups. Let him or her run tests and sit and talk with you, but make sure you make regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist. This stuff is super important because there are symptoms that there's something wrong with your pancreas, or your pancreas is functioning poorly. And you wouldn't even tie it to your pancreas. Now, an acupuncturist will pick it up. Physician may pick it up. But you, for the most part, may not. Other signs and symptoms can be feeling nauseous or vomiting. Those are both symptoms of pancreatitis and even pancreatic cancer, which is linked to smoking and obesity. You know, your health is important. Health is wealth. Health is important. If you're struggling with attempts to stop smoking, see an acupuncturist. There are protocols for that. There are acupoints on the body. And some have even come into the Acupuncturist My Life clinic here in New York City and said, you know, I'm scared of needles. So I teach them, you know, acupressure. When you have or feel the urge to smoke, apply pressure and stimulate these points for a certain amount of time. And most have benefited from that. And a good percentage have even quit smoking as a result. See, many individuals think of acupuncture as, oh my gosh, because they're going to insert needles into me. And there are many patients that will come in for moxibustion sessions, qigong sessions, just Eastern nutrition consultation, acupressure training, Tuina, Tai Chi sessions. It's not just, I mean, acupuncture is huge and awesome. This is why I say make it a part of your life. It's important. Another sign could be high blood pressure. High blood pressure can actually also be a sign of pancreatitis. And this is more likely due to like excessive alcohol. I say this over and over. Stay away from alcohol. Herbal teas if you want. If you're bored with water, sit with an acupuncturist and discuss herbal teas. What's best for you? What fits your constitution? Because everyone's unique. We're born with different deficiencies and excess patterns that the person next to us don't have. That's why it's important to sit with an acupuncturist. But drinking too much in the way of alcohol or some type of trauma or even gallstones that are blocking the pancreatic duct can cause that. So if you're seeing an acupuncturist on a regular basis, they can check your blood pressure, your physician as well. You ever experience like cold and moist skin? Like it feels like kind of clammy. And then you feel as if you have this low body temperature. That can be a sign of severe inflammation of the pancreas. And this usually happens when the condition causes infections, bleeding, formation of pus in the organ, that being the pancreas, as well as necrosis of pancreatic tissue. Not good at all. You ever notice yellowing of the whites of your eyes and you have dark colored urine or light colored or greasy stools? That can be a sign of pancreatic cancer. When a tumor is like blocking the bile duct. You have also noticed changes in your stool. Can be a sign of pancreatic cancer. It can be. Because you see, when the bile duct is blocked, it can cause stools to become pale or clay colored and give off like this odd odor or strong smell. It can be a sign of pancreatic cancer. You ever notice you're experiencing itchy skin? It's not psoriasis, not eczema, and you just can't figure out what it is. And it usually accompanies, like, let's say, symptoms of abdominal pain or even yellowing of the skin. That also can be a sign of pancreatic cancer. Okay. Understand something. You see, that's because the pancreas helps with the process of digestion of fats and proteins by the enzymes in which it secretes. So when there are problems with that function, you may experience itchy skin. You notice this and you just can't figure out like what's going on. Get in to see your acupuncturist as well as a physician. Whichever one you're closer to at the time. Also, diarrhea and constipation. Why? Because if your pancreas is functioning poorly, there's going to be poor absorption of nutrients from the foods. Now, here's a perfect example of when I speak highly of spleen and stomach. With spleen being synonymous with its functions being synonymous with that of the pancreas. So it's kind of like interchangeable in a way. I need to do a separate episode discussing how and why to an acupuncturist the functions of the spleen are very similar to that of the pancreas. But when your pancreas, or spleen for that matter, is functioning poorly, it can prevent the proper absorption of nutrients from foods, which is responsible for the production of qi in blood. That can be due to pancreatic cancer. Spleen yang deficiency, which can cause diarrhea, constipation. It can alternate. You notice you're losing weight. Your weight is changing without you making conscious attempts for that to happen, along with abdominal pain, loss of appetite, weight loss. These are the early signs of pancreatic cancer. The early signs. And losing or gaining weight can be a symptom of diabetes as well. But if you're noticing any of these symptoms that I'm discussing, see an acupuncturist right away, as well as your physician. But your acupuncturist may recommend you go have tests run with the physician also, more times than not, to confirm things so that you'd have a better understanding from a biomedical perspective. And your acupuncturist will discuss that imbalance that exists between yin and yang. And what's going on with your constitution? What deficient patterns are you presenting with? What excess patterns are you presenting with? Have you been diagnosed with diabetes? Ooh, I am like stumbling. I need my green tea. But have you been diagnosed with diabetes later in life? That can happen when pancreatic cancer impedes the pancreas' ability to produce insulin, which is a hormone that regulates your blood sugar levels. Okay, so if you've noticed later in life you've developed diabetes, that can be of concern. You notice a change in your thirst patterns. All of a sudden now, you know, lately you've just been thirsty a lot and it's been going on for some time. It can be a sign of diabetes. It can be a sign of type 2 diabetes. And what's it called? Polydipsia. You know, when it comes to diabetes, it's three P's. It's polyphagia, polydipsia, and polyuria. Polyphagia is excess hunger, dipsia, thirst. Urea is frequent urination. You know, so if you ever notice you're experiencing frequent urination, that can be of concern. See an acupuncturist right away. What about fatigue? Extreme levels of fatigue, or you feel as if your energy is lacking. It's just not there. You're chi deficient. Oh my gosh, you know, I just want to lie down, close my eyes, sit down, whatever. You know, it's just your body is just deficient of chi. Now that can be a sign of spleen chi deficiency. Now this is when diabetes reduces the amount of insulin produced by your pancreas, or it stops producing insulin entirely. And the sugar's just floating around in your blood. It can't enter the cells to give you the energy that you need, the requisite energy that you need. This can be a sign. Here we go again, pancreas, spleen. This can be a sign of spleen chi deficiency or poorly functioning pancreas. Understand something, health is wealth. The wealth is not in an app on your phone or in a cryptocurrency account. The wealth is not in your wallet, pocket, nor your purse. And I know that's going to surprise many of you. Many of you even disagree. The wealth is not in your bank account, nor is it in a safe. It's not under your mattress. The wealth is not in the shoebox in the closet, and nor is it under the doghouse in the backyard. The wealth is in you. And this is why you need to see an acupuncturist on a regular basis. You also ever notice you experience blurred vision? Now, to an acupuncturist, this could be like a spleen-liver relationship, or should I say pancreas-liver relationship. How is the liver being impacted as a result of a poorly functioning pancreas? Blurred vision can be another symptom of diabetes. You ever notice you're faced with recurring infections or frequent infections of the skin? For women, vaginal infections or infections of the gums. This can be a sign of diabetes. Especially if you're over the age of 40. It's important that you're aware of all this. Cuts and bruises that are slow to heal. You notice you cut yourself and it's like, it's taking forever to heal. Like, you look up weeks later, it's like, what the heck is going on? Slow healing cuts and bruises, that can indicate diabetes. Why? Because elevated blood sugar levels tend to damage your blood vessels, which in turn tends to prevent your nerves and organs from functioning properly. If you notice that you get cuts or bruises and it takes forever to heal, see an acupuncturist right away. Also, do you experience tingling and numbness in your hands or your feet? Diabetes can cause nerve damage. Do you experience other foot problems that don't seem or want to go away? Do you have trouble, you men out there, do you have trouble getting or maintaining an erection? Erectile dysfunction can be a complication of diabetes. It can also include heart disease, kidney disease, eye damage, stroke. All right? But if you notice that you're experiencing some of these signs and symptoms, see an acupuncturist right away and make acupuncture a part of your life, okay? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?